Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for tuning in to this very special edition of the Activist Podcast. There's one thing that I absolutely love about doing this, and that is when a company trusts me enough to say, hey, come check out our show, and while you're at it, come chat with the cast. And it makes me feel good that we try to work together to both promote the arts, and I am so happy to do it. And I was invited by the good folks at the Quo Vadis Theater to check out their production of Viva Cristo Rey. And I have to tell you, it's a beautiful story, and they play until October 14th, which is a Sunday, so it's a matinee. They have Friday and Saturday shows. Both of them are at 8 o'clock. This story follows Miguel Pro, who is a priest that is so dedicated to keeping the faith, so to speak, in Mexico when, at a time, the government is so hell-bent, pun intended, on destroying religion in order for the country to move and progress forward. This is all based on actual events, so it's really eye-opening. Now, I know the recording's a little wonky. I don't know why I'm so much louder than everybody else, but I think it's because I have a big mouth. But what follows is the interview that I had with the cast after the show on Saturday night. So, enjoy. Hi, everybody. Hi. I am with the cast of Viva el Cristo Rey over at Privatis Theater, and I would like to say that this was a great, great story. It's very moving. I didn't realize how much I was going to be invested in this, and it kind of made me think more aware of like the political leanings that people are going on nowadays, because it's very, very out there all over Facebook. And with this show being as heavy as it is, did you guys still have fun bringing this story to life? It's a beautiful, beautiful story. So anybody who wants to pitch in, let me know how it was for you.
There was one interesting thing that I've noticed that I've never noticed before in a rehearsal process. And that's nobody, with very few exceptions, we were all watching the rehearsal the entire time the other actors were rehearsing.
Wow.
Because it was so intense and so compelling. So that was an indication or a forerunner of hopefully what the audience was going to experience, because we were experiencing it, you know, 5 nights a week.
Well, even though this has a very serious message, there is a lot of fun. The cast had a lot of fun, and I think the character Miguel Pro is so humorous, and you can't help but notice the humor. And we certainly see that the audience is aware of the humor, because we get some great laughs.
Oh, yeah. There was a great moment with Roberto, the brother going back and forth, doing the walk-up. That was great. There was a lot of really good moments in this. And there was actually, I think I had a question specifically for you. I think you said that you're revisiting this character.
Yes, I am.
I've never had the opportunity to do that myself. But every time I'm done with the show, I always find, oh, if I could do that again, what would I do different? Did you find that in this?
I found a little piece of history that I wasn't aware of the first time. And that was that when Mrs. Valdez had Miguel Pro in her house and he said Mass, that she was moved and saw him levitate. Now, I did not know that.
Wow.
So now, when I could turn in during the interrogation and he's, you know, being accused of all these crimes, being an assassin, a conspirator, etc. And they say, who do you think this man is? And I can look at him and just say, a very holy priest. And it has a whole new meaning because of knowing that history.
Oh, yeah. Wow. When people hear this and they now have that connection, when they see you say that, that's gonna give them something to think about. Mr. Carter. I saw you in Chajo,
yes.
And you were all over the place with all sorts of different characters.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy focusing on this one
role that you can just build up to this beefy monster that you became in Act 2?
It's always great when you can just focus on one character because you can add several layers, you know, because, you know, people are like cakes. They have several different layers to them. And so when you have that opportunity to really focus on one, you can build something, you know, really strong. And I like
that. Bless you. Miguel, when you come in as the troubadour, where exactly are you coming from?
Oh, I'm coming in from my I was in Belgium, so I had stomach ulcers, actually. I'm in Belgium, and they pretty much thought that I wouldn't last very long. So they had sent me out to Mexico, and this is where I'm arriving into Mexico.
Oh, wow!
And yeah, and actually his stomach ulcers kind of subsided at that point.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was really curious about, that because I don't know anything about this particular story, so I would love a little bit of backstory, is what makes the president hate the church so much?
Very good question. I don't know that I know, but I do know one thing. I know that many times those kind of dictatorships, or whatever you might call it at that time, were trying to separate the church and the state so that there wouldn't be a confusion as to the politics going forward. I think his belief was to bring Mexico or Mexico into, as I say, the 20th century, because religion was holding it back as far as he was concerned. And he wanted to be more like Russia, be more politically out there. And it just wasn't happening as long as they were tied to their religion.
Let me add to that. It had a lot to do with they mentioned in the play, the Freemasonry. Freemasonry is always opposed to Catholic Church and tried to do what it can to neutralize it or prevent it from spreading the faith. And that kind of operation started back in the 1800s in Mexico. And unfortunately, there were a lot of United States Freemasons involved in giving support to the Mexican Freemasons and their attack on the church.
Oh, wow.
So the roots of it go back, you know, as far as 1825, when all that was happening. And so it's kind of interesting that way.
That I did not know. I was kind of intrigued a little bit about when you mentioned the Freemasons. I was like, well, what are they going to say about that? So I was kind of hoping for a little more there, but that kind of leaves me to want to do more research on that.
There's a great book you might check out if you do want to do research. It's called No God Next Door. It's written by a Jesuit in 1935 who was down there checking things out.
Okay, now explain one thing for me, because I'm completely lost when it comes to religion. What is a Jesuit? I heard people laughing, and I'm like, I don't do.
A Jesuit is a Catholic priest that's in the order of founded by St. Ignatius, you know, the Jesuits. St. Ignatius of Loyola was a Spanish or Basque priest, and he founded the order, and it's just... It's an order of priests.
Okay.
There's Jesuits, there's Franciscans, Dominicans, Carmelites.
Ah, okay. Now that you said that, I'm able to piece things together. There was one interesting bio that I had read, only because it was saying that there was their first show. So, Emma, being a new actor, how was this process for you? What was the hardest part?
But once we started working on it, it's just been a real blessing. I wrote in my bio, Blessed Miguel Pro, he's one of my favorite saints. It was just an honor to be in a show that portrayed his life, and it was really neat.
She was a tireless worker, and she got her lines quick too.
Nice. Good job. So if you could tell me like three things about this particular show that you absolutely adore, what would they be? Okay, the cast?
I thank God and the playwrights for the humor, because I could see it being a straight drama, but even in rehearsal, things got so intense that there was a lot of self-created humor. I mean, the cast was joking, you know, here and there between scenes that were really intense just to let off steam. So I appreciate the fact that the playwrights included humor, and that the cast is talented as we are to, you know, let the humor, out, so
yeah.
To speak.
A third thing, I just think it's so neat that the story, we were able to tell a story that hasn't really I grew up here. My own mom is Mexican. I had never heard of any of this growing up. And I even told my mom, like, you know, she's like, what's your play about, dear? So I was telling her, and she's like, what do you mean? That really happened? Like, what are you talking about? And she had no idea either. And so it's been neat to tell a story that we don't hear, you know, to actually bring it forth and bring it to light.
One more thing to add, the spirituality. I don't want to say the religiosity, if that's a word.
It is now. You made it.
Thank you. But the spirituality of it, just the intensity, and to echo what Emma was saying, just the educational thing for me. I mean, I didn't know that all this occurred until I was at the audition, until Dennis and Cal told me about it, and I was floored. I know that American schools don't teach everything, but this is so intense, and it seems like it almost precipitated what happened in Germany. I don't know if there was any connection, but there's definitely a parallel there. So.
Well, you know, the sad thing, too, Jeff, is that not just American schools, but in Mexico, that's not even taught.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was totally buried. Yeah.
Well, something about that... I was also impressed because I grew up in Mexico City. When I heard about the play, and then I called my relatives, and everybody in Mexico City, I asked about Padre Pro. Nobody knew about Padre Pro.
Really?
Which surprised me, which really surprised me. And not only, and I learned that not only Padre Pro was a hiding story, but there's also stories like La Buena Rodriguez, and other stories that happened in Mexico that it was cut off during the history of Mexico. Reasons, I don't know, but there's more in Mexico that people just decided to cut out from history.
Wow.
Yeah, look at what happens, you know, sometimes some of these governments, they're after the minds and hearts of people, right? And they don't want any other influence on them. So it was a controlling regime.
Armando, mention you're a parish priest.
Oh, yes. I have a priest very similar to Blessed Miguel Pro. He didn't have quite the sense of humor as he was a little bit more stern and very much a disciplinarian. But he went through many of the same trials that he did. This priest, it was a parish that I grew up in El Paso, Texas, Little Flower. He was persecuted in Jalisco, and he wanted to be a Jesuit. He had health problems as well, you know, close to death. And so he wanted to be a Jesuit, but they wouldn't allow him because at that time they're mainly missionary priests, especially during that period. So they had to be in good health. So he became a diocese priest there in Jalisco, and of course he had to go underground. He was thrown in jail. He had part of his tongue cut off. He was actually scheduled for execution when a guard intervened and let him go.
Wow!
And he came up all the way up to El Paso, wearing a suit, you know, kind of like a suit and a hat and all that. And he made it into the El Paso area, and he was a remarkable priest.
Wow! That's insane and intense.
It is. Well, that's what happened. At that time, they were just after the hearts and minds of people. You know, they didn't want any influence.
Mr. Kearns, it says that you're new to California and you're from Phoenix. What's the difference that you've found so far with, like, the community theater here versus the community theater in other states?
Well, I was very active in Chicago with all kinds of different groups and different professional groups as well. So, I mean, it was just... this is new to me here. I mean, I just, I'm really here as a last minute entry because my friend Dennis lost an actor. And so he called me and asked me to land here. So I'm glad I'm here. But I really hadn't planned on auditioning for anything here yet. I'm still trying. But what I've noticed is we've got a wonderful cast. And it's a great show and it's been a lot of fun. We've had a great time.
Good. On that note, I just want to know from all of you what you feel you want the audience to take away from this.
Perseverance. The wonderful thing I learned about Padre Pro, even though Catholic Church was about to be closed in Mexico, even though when there was many obstacles on the way, he was not afraid. To him, the word "I'm afraid" didn't exist in his head, and he was being perseverance until he actually gave an example not only for the Catholic people, but from anybody who's looking for a dream, whatever dream that is, always be perseverance. That's all I can say.
Well said. Very well said.
The other one is the concept of entering into Caesar, when Caesar's guys were gods, and their souls belong to God. They're the jewels. And of course, in the Scottish play, where Macbeth hands over his jewels to the common man. And then, that's precious how souls are to God. And he always has someone to go after that, keep those jewels in his trade-offs.
I think what I'd like to see people take away from this play is that there is a power, there is a spirit that motivates people to believe, and that people believe in something so strong, so strongly, and their belief comes through for them. So there's this reciprocity. No, that's not the right word. Reciprocation. And I guess to put it in a few words, that God is real. That's what I'd like them to take away from the play, is that there's a power there. It's like, you know, the Force in Star Wars. It binds us all together. That's a lot to swallow, I realize.
No, it makes absolutely perfect sense. Yeah. You guys, thank you so much for doing an absolutely wonderful show. At the Hoover Theater, everybody come and see Viva Kusore, and it plays until October 14th. Right?
Right.
So get your tickets. It's PovadasTheater.com. Okay, I really enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for taking the time to sit around and chat with me for a little more than you should have been. But thank you guys so much. It was a beautiful show.
Thank you.
And my dear listener, I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. Again, the Quo Vadis Theater Company is performing in the Hoover Theater on Park Avenue in San Jose, and this play is called Viva Cristo Rey. It plays until October 14th. It's got a Friday, Saturday, 8 o'clock show, matinee on Sunday. I'm not quite sure what the time is. Check out the website quovadistheater.com or .org. You can get there both ways. You got a show you want to help spread the word? Let me know. I'd be happy to help. Until next time, my name is Jerry, and I am the activist.